Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein. I am a psychologist in private practice in Long Branch, New Jersey. I have been in practice 17 years. I am the originator of the Enchanted Self, a positive therapy. The Enchanted Self is a growth-promoting program designed to teach each of you the core concepts necessary to live a more enhanced, positive life. My book, The Enchanted Self, is available in bookstores, or you can always get in touch with me to order it by calling 1-877-BE-JOYFUL. The Enchanted Self show is a pleasure for me because it gives me an opportunity to reach out to you, and I get a chance to teach you, the listener, how to live a more joyful, fulfilling life, how to experience states of well-being and joy, both in mind and body. To do this, I will share with you and teach you core components of the Enchanted Self system. You will learn how to better meet your needs, feel better about yourself, and bring more joy into your life. You will see how important your memory bank is, particularly your positive memory bank. And I'm going to teach you how to look for your positive memories and learn how to make positive withdrawals. To further enhance this show, it will be my pleasure to bring to you other wonderful guests dedicated to helping you live a more joyous life. I'll be introducing these people to you over the next few weeks. Some of them will include Doreen Lappert and Addison, my collaborator in New Jersey, for both my newsletter and mind-body workshops. She is a movement educator and a choreographer. Also, we will have Mrs. Bernice Becker, a retired school teacher, as a guest, who is an expert in pulling positive memories from her early childhood and creating stories. And we will also have Dr. Russell Holstein, my husband, who is in private practice with me, who will share some programs around enchanted coupling and perhaps some other subjects. This is the Enchanted Self Show. You can call in at 401-621-WALE. I would love to talk to you. Now, I'm talking to you about the Enchanted Self and learning how to live a more enhanced, joyful life. One of the first things we have to tackle when we want to live a life of more pleasure is what to do with our memories. We all have memories, and many of them are dark. We have problems. We have things that have gone wrong. We have ways that we were hurt in the past, things that were said, perhaps things that happened. We need to know how to go back in time and retrieve not the dark side, not the dysfunction, because I'm sure we could all belong to a memory club of dysfunctional memories, but how to retrieve the golden nuggets from our memory banks. Actually, our paths are not just filled with negativity, of course, not just positive things either. But we have a capacity that we can learn to go back into our paths and separate the functional, the good parts of our memories from the bad. So I am encouraging you to take an approach when you look at your past where you ask yourself, gee, what felt good during that year or during that occasion? When was I successful? What were my talents that I had? What strengths did I have at that time in my life? What potential did I have? What could I have become if things had gone differently? And I would like you to look at yourself as a wondrous person who may not have had all opportunities go well, but who had many, many talents and strengths And of course, you still do, whether you're in touch with them or not. Sometimes I like to talk about our past as looking for the positive fingerprints of our mind. These are the special places we can go back to. Maybe places where not everything was perfect, but some of it was. Some of it really worked. Let me give you an example. Let's imagine the summertime, and your mom and dad, oh, they were fighting. It wasn't a good period of time in the family. There was lots of strife, lots of aggravation. And you were sent off to grandma's for a while. You also went to a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout camp for a week. Most of the summer, you did feel pretty miserable knowing there were problems at home. But on the other hand, you learned to canoe at camp. You had great success fishing at grandma's house. You had lots of friends to play with, both in grandma's neighborhood and at camp. And you really had a ball staying up late with kids, laughing, catching lightning bugs, and eating tons of ice cream. Now, these are the memories that I want to help you to go back to. Not right now the memories of your parents fighting, although that's important and it might be something you need to take up in counseling or psychotherapy, but we're now looking for the enchanted side of you. What parts of yourself really came through that summer? Was it a love of fishing? Was it a sense of humor? Was it an ability to get along with children your own age? Maybe it was a physical capacity, a skill, a love of nature, or maybe a love of good ice cream. These are the parts of yourself we want to bring forward and reinvent in the present and into the future. They are your golden nuggets of talents, interests, and as I said before, even lost potential. Can you imagine we can actually get back to lost potential and use it again? Why? Why is that? Because it is ours. No one else's. No one else had those particular strengths and talents, even if they were not developed. And only you can bring them back. You still have them as part of your memories and your mental equipment. You might have to bone up on a few skills, but you can get there. Actually, one of the exciting things to think about is your personal uniqueness. No one else will ever be born exactly the same as you, with the same combinations of strengths, talents, interests, habits, coping skills. That's what the enchanted self is all about, you. The positive you that may have been stifled and disregarded and put down even by yourself. Oftentimes, we are our own worst critics. We're going to come back again and again to talk about self-esteem and how we may put ourselves down. Right now, we'll take a break and we'll be back. The enchanted self is a motivational system geared to helping us look at ourselves and the world so that we feel less miserable while living a more productive, meaningful life. I mean that I am talking about seeing the glass as half full and the future as better than the past, seeing ourselves as extraordinary human beings rather than ordinary, and learning to recognize the hero or heroine that lurks inside each of us. Before the break, I was talking to you about positive memories and how we can actually use our memory banks to look for our talents and strengths and our lost potential and find ways to weave them again into our lives. If you were listening, I talked about a boy or a girl whose parents were miserable during the summer. Perhaps they were headed toward a divorce. lots of fighting, and he or she was sent off to be with grandma and then at camp and learned some nice skills and also had a great time. If we were thinking about this child in terms of being an adult, although the summer had a great deal of emotional pain, many, many talents came out. She learned to canoe successfully. She made lots of friends. She learned how to run around and have a good time socially. She learned other skills at camp. And it may be time to build in something new into one's present life. The road to enchantment is not just remembering positive times in the past, although even that will make you healthier than dwelling on negative memories from the past. But the road involves the work and practice of how to take your own potential and talents and learn to access life in the present more successfully. Now that's why we're going to immediately jump to talk a little bit about how to better meet your needs. Because if we as adults cannot learn to get our needs met, if we don't know how to negotiate, certainly no one else will do it for us. Most of us do not even live with a mind reader. Most of us don't even have a crystal ball around the house. If we don't say what's on our minds in a way that our boss or a husband or wife or a child understands, or an in-law, then probably no one will say it for us. That's certainly the way it's been in my life and with my clients. They tell me the same thing. So we have to learn better how to meet our needs. We have to figure out what we want and then how to get it. This is work, and this means being in the best interests of myself or yourself, and then also working on the necessary steps or tools to get what I need without being intentionally cruel or mean or putting people down. I am talking about living a life of integrity and care. Now, let me give you two little samples. For example, one is a working mother, and maybe some of you even listening in fall into this category, a working mother with a young child. She's really exhausted. Life seems to go on from dawn till dusk. She has to take the child out to a sitter by 7 a.m., catch a train, get to work, get home, pick up her little boy, feed him, take him to the doctor when necessary, etc., etc. This young woman certainly has to know how to meet her needs. We're talking here about a lot of survival needs. If she doesn't eat well enough and get a chance to go to sleep on time, she may get so sick she can't even care for this child or keep her job. So in her case, we might work on a lot of survival needs and how to meet them. Perhaps these are the years to really not bother to cook much. Canned food, frozen food, pick up quick suppers may be best for her. She may have to learn that cleaning the house is really very unimportant. She may also have to learn that taking some time to find the right daycare center and the right sitter may be really a way to reduce her anxiety and meet her emotional needs. So she will work on all of these things at this point in her life. Now, later, when we come back, I'll briefly talk to you about a senior citizen meeting her needs very differently. Just before the break, I was talking to you about how to better get our needs met so that we can eventually live a life of greater joy. I was going to give you the example of a 65-year-old woman. She has been yearning to travel for a long, long time. Finally, she approaches her children and mentions that she'd like to go across Europe in a backpack, carrying a backpack. And they say, oh, you're crazy, you can't do that. Well, that's all the stimulation that she needs in order to get her thinking together. And from that moment on, she becomes clearly equipped to make this trip. She reads up on every place in Europe she wants to go to. She takes a lot of strengthening courses at the local Y and begins a walking program and a weightlifting program. And to make a long story short, and this is based on a true woman that I know, she's off to Europe with her 20-pound backpack, going country to country, sleeping in hostels, meeting tons of people. She has a great, great time, and she indeed learns to meet her needs. So here I have talked to you about two very different people at different stages of life, learning to better meet their needs, and well on their way to living a life of enchantment. It's been really a pleasure talking to you about meeting your needs as well as your memories, your positive memories. And over the next couple of weeks, I want to continue to explain to you about self-esteem, how important it is for all of us, as well as how to recognize what gives us pleasure. Very, very often, we really don't know what really is right for us, what works for us. This also requires some training and learning. Nothing comes easy, and just as it took us many, many years to sometimes learn how to be miserable in certain ways, and sometimes learn how to be in a bad mood, some of us are even experts at being in bad moods. It also takes some time and effort to learn how to be in a good mood and how to access joyful states of being. I'd like to remind all of you that I will have fascinating guests in future weeks, and also I have a newsletter, and if you call me at 1-877-B, the letter B, joyful, I would like to send you a copy of my newsletter so that you can begin to be involved in the circle of enchantment. Those of you who like to go out on the World Wide Web, you may wish to look for me at www.enchantedself.com. And those of you who would like to buy The Enchanted Self, a positive therapy, I can also help you with that when you call the 877-BE-JOYFUL number. Just as we're winding down for today, perhaps you can imagine for yourself a little scene where you're thinking about meeting your needs more successfully. Perhaps you're thinking about being in the being at home, relaxing in the living room, and what you would do if your husband or wife or your child or your parent interrupts you when you're right in the middle of a television show or reading a magazine, and how you might be able to say to someone, could you give me a few more minutes, or can you wait and then we'll discuss what's on your mind and we'll see if we can make some plans. But certainly find a way to take that little bit of time for yourself and not have it constantly interrupted. Interruptions can be a very, very depleting part of spoiling getting our needs met. One of the examples that I like to give is a woman working in her kitchen. And maybe next week when we start and we just sum up and go on to our next subjects, I'll tell you about this very tired housewife and how she learns to better meet her needs. Thank you so much for being with me on the Enchanted Self Show. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.